3, midnight in the castle.
You asleep, mate?
Of course we are. You don't think we make this noise when we're awake, do you? O'Brien, lay out my waking up suit.
Oh, well, the sun ain't under the bed, mate.
Thank heaven for that.
It's been moving about, mate.
I don't believe it, mate.
Listen.
Come what you are like, cowboy. Under the bed.
Come out, you singer of music.
Hello.
Before me stood a ragged idiot dressed in a grass skirt, water wings, and a perforated bronze trilby.
Ah, oh. There you are, naughty little Eccles.
Hello, Dr. Lingle Dongler.
Getting out of bed after I tucked you in and battered you unconscious for the night.
Hello.
Gentlemen, I am the caretaker. My apologies. You won't be disturbed further. Ah. What lovely teeth you have. False.
No, perfectly true. They are lovely teeth. Why?
Nothing. Good night.
Jolly fellow. What's the time? Get! 1 o'clock. Good night, all.
Good night. Good night.
They're fast asleep. Hand me the skull, mallet.
There.
Hold the teeth bucket in front of his cake hole. Now.
Oh, yeah, mate.
That was the sound I told you of earlier, dear listeners. Hurriedly, I struck a match and lit a light bulb. There on the floor was William.
Oh, me choppers have come, mate. Someone hit me on the back of me nut and I flew me false teeth, mate. Oh.
O'Brien, lay out my looking for teeth suit. Wait. I've suddenly realized something. Except for Dr. Long Dongle, no one else in... I'll start again. Except for Dr. Long Dongle, no one else in this castle has teeth. I'm going to have a word with him. O'Brien, lay out my having a word with him suit. Wait here.